Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I choose joy. It's too bad Betty and Tom are here, because I'm dedicating this message to our 90-year young joyous member. My friends, I've preached on joy here numerous times. So instead of focusing on the happiness and glee and positiveness, I want to focus on the Christian meaning of the word joy. Now, if you notice the last 2 weeks, as we talked about hope and peace, there's more to that when we talk about the Bible. All right, this is one you can answer it. How would you define joy as a Christian? That's not rhetorical. What would you say? Say it again.
No sadness.
No sadness. What else?
Love.
Love.
Peace.
Peace. Well, we're trying to define joy. It's like Webster's Dictionary. Whenever you look up the word in Webster's Dictionary, they use the word to define the word.
Lack of conflict.
A peace from within. A peace from within. Sometimes it's hard to define a word, isn't it? And we use that all the time. Well, in our gospel message, John talks about he's here to witness about the light. So is joy light? Could be. But he also talks about the baptizing of John the Baptist, who is Jesus' cousin. All right, so what does our scripture say? They asked him, then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? I think it's a good question. John answered them, I baptized with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. I've preached on the sandal many times. I haven't done it here yet. Maybe that next year would be the time. Now, these things took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. So if we apply that concept of joy to the scripture, what would it be? Let's look at the 1 Thessalonians and see if we got a clue. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you. Can you do this without joy? Well, you know, I like dictionaries, so I got out the Oxford Dictionary, and I looked up joy. As a verb, joy means to rejoice. And if you look at rejoice, rejoice. See it in there? So joy, rejoice, the same thing. They have synonyms of be joyful, be happy, be pleased, be glad, be delighted, and be elated. 1 Thessalonians continues, do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. One of the things that we are taught as Lutheran Christians is it's all right to question and to ask. You know, many of our Christian brothers and sisters, that's something you don't do. You don't ask, you don't question, you just do what you're told and you hear what you hear. No. That we don't learn anything from that. But it says, but hold fast to everything that is good and abstain from every form of evil. So are we getting closer to a biblical understanding of joy? Well, let's go back to the Oxford Dictionary, because as I was studying, they actually have a biblical definition of joy. Definition. Joy means an intense, ecstatic, celebrative, and or exultant happiness or pleasure. Now, in the chapter 5 of the book of Galatians, Paul talks about the fruits of the spirits. And joy is one of the fruits of the spirits. The word in Greek is chara, K-A-R-A, or X-A-R-A, chara. I like that. It's an interesting word. It's one of those things that chara falls off the pretty well. All right, so I looked it up in a Strong's Greek dictionary. cabra. It's a feminine noun, find it interesting, from the root word car. To extend favor, to lean towards, or to be favorably disposed. Properly, the awareness of God's grace, favor, and joy. It is grace recognized. Now, when we talk about joy in English, it doesn't mean joy as it says in the Bible, does it? There's more to it. All right, so to lean forward towards something, to have an awareness of God's favor, its grace and joy, and it means grace recognized. That's pretty deep meaning, I think, don't you? So, kabra, to go towards God's favor and recognize his grace. This is where we get into the real meaning of the words of the Bible. And I think as Christians, you know, we can read stuff in English, but we go back to the original languages for a reason. Because we have to understand, like in the words Paul uses in 1 Thessalonians, what does he mean? Does he mean something different than what our English definition is? So kara means to rejoice. Now, as we look, you know, you can conjugate verbs. So we have kara, now kairo. Another form of the word, it means to rejoice because of grace. So we're still talking rejoice, right? Karis means grace. So we have kara, kairo, karis, all come from the same word. Now, what does that sound like to you? It's one word we use every Sunday. Karis. Charis, Christ. Do you hear it? So, joy and grace are the same word. Stop and think about that for a second. Charis, Christ. So the word Christ, or the anointed one who brings us the grace of God, is grace himself. How many of you knew that? I have to admit, I didn't until I started studying. You know, I knew it came from him. But when you really get into the words and really study, all of a sudden, I think it opens up the Bible. It becomes alive for us today. So, joy in the Bible means to rejoice because of God's grace. Now, if you notice, we don't have happiness or all those other things in there. It means to rejoice because of the grace of God that comes to us. So we're going to pull all of this to a point, but not yet. Give me a moment before I do that. Put your bulletin and look at the hymns today. I've got three in there. First one is, I know that my Redeemer lives. It's an Easter hymn. So I like to do that on a Sunday because every Sunday is a celebration of Easter. Then go to the very last page of your bulletin. Draw near and take the body of the Lord. And then finally, the sending hymn, which is on your last page. Hark the glad sound, the Savior reigns. All right, now there's always a method to my madness, isn't there? So if you're going to try and get into my head, what would you say about today's message, our hymns? Who are they about? Jesus, aren't they? Not only Jesus, but the means of grace, which is baptism and the Lord's Supper, that we receive as Christians. Well, you know, after 3 years, I don't leave anything to chance. But what are we rejoicing today? And where does this grace we are rejoicing come from? Again, of course, Jesus. As I was investigating our readings today, the power, glory, and majesty of our Savior came through strongly to me. You know, one of the things, when I was at the seminary, I was writing a sermon one time, and my homiletics problem, which is how to preach. After one of my sermons, he said, all right, how do you do your sermons? Well, I said, I sit there and I study and I do my sermons. He said, okay. Aren't you missing something? I don't think so. He said, okay, where's the Holy Spirit in your sermons? And of course, in my wisdom, I said, well, what do you mean? He said, is the Holy Spirit leading you in your message? Is the Holy Spirit telling you what to say? I said, no, I'm trying to do it out of my own brain. And he says, why? You got an ally in the Holy Spirit. He said, why don't you let him lead you? It was one of those things that's hard to learn, you know. But, you know, as we look at the Holy Spirit is with us, the Holy Spirit talks to us, and the Holy Spirit leads us. We just listen. And what is the Holy Spirit leading us to? The salvation that Jesus earned for us on that cross. That's the reason we're here, is to celebrate that salvation. And we need to be reminded of that salvation every time we're here. Because Jesus paid that ultimate price to earn that place for us in heaven. And as our second hymn will say, where we receive the love outpoured for us. So whether we're using the word kara or kairo or karis or Christ, we're rejoicing in the grace of God that we receive through the cross. So as we celebrate this special day of joy, Gaudet Sunday, remember we're celebrating the grace of Jesus Christ through the Word made flesh of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. May this joy we receive from the cross keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.